14 minutes after 5 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Taking you through the final hour of the show, a three-hour tour today will lead you up to 6 o'clock. Then you get Fox Sports Radio, and then you get me and Tim Alcorn calling some Lake Erie Crusher baseball tonight here in Avon. Crushers, hoping to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Gateway Grizzlies. Our coverage begins at 7, first pitch to be delivered at 7:05. We have another guest in studio with us, a very familiar voice to us. Lynn Maslinski is joining us. Lynn, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for bringing me back on your show.
Well, Lynn, you're here to talk to us about the St. Peter Parish Festival in Lorain. It's the second straight one you guys have had. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. There's something for everybody there. It's a two-day event, Saturday, August 4th, Sunday, August 5th. What's going on at this two-day event?
Yes, actually, this event, though, has been going on for numerous years. I mean, definitely over 25 years. So we're not new at this by any means. But it's a fun two-day event. It's something that you can come to with your family and not spend a lot of money. It's free to get in. There's plenty of free parking. We have music the entire time. We have dancing. We have tons of activities for the children, including like pony rides and balloon bender Dave and children's games and a playground. We have cornhole, and we have an opportunity for plenty of delicious homemade food and beer and wine and homemade desserts and just a time to gather and have fun and enjoy each other's company.
Well, food gets a lot of run on this show, as you know, Lynn. And I saw that there's a lot of homemade food available at this two-day festival. Give us an idea as to what kinds of homemade food is going to be there.
It's pretty much a lot of ethnic food, which everyone seems to love. Cabbage and noodles, pierogies, cabbage rolls, Italian sausage sandwiches, meatball sandwiches, pasta salad, hot dogs, more for kids, nachos and cheese, homemade pizza. They have a ton of homemade desserts, country parlor ice cream. And the thing that's so wonderful about this is it's very, very reasonable. Usually when you go to festivals, it's a little hard to feed your family because they have to pay to be there, so they have to have their prices. But these prices are very reasonable. Most things are $2. I think the most expensive thing is $5. So it's definitely something you can come and feed your entire family. Takeout is available, so you can take home a couple dishes of cabbage and noodles or cabbage rolls, and it's very reasonable.
Well, I know there's a big cash prize, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. But what kinds of prizes are available with the Chinese raffles and the instant bingo?
The Chinese raffle is absolutely huge, but the main spotlighted prize for the Chinese raffle is a homemade quilt each year that people absolutely love. This year, the homemade quilt is of the Lorain Lighthouse, kind of celebrating its 100th anniversary. But there are also sports packages and massages and dining packages and lottery trees and just many, many baskets filled with toys and different things like that. So something for everybody for sure in the Chinese raffle.
Lynn, you mentioned a homemade quilt made to represent the Lorain Lighthouse out there. Is that made by someone in the parish? Or?
Yes, and wow. I don't know her name.
Oh,
I apologize.
But
the same lady from the parish does make it each year for the festival.
Oh, that's really impressive.
Lynn Maslinski is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the St. Peter Parish Festival in Lorain. It's a two-day event. It begins on Saturday, runs through Sunday, August 4th and 5th. Boy, lots of cool things for kids at this event as well. And as we mentioned at the very top here, there really is something for everybody. But I think you guys definitely wanted to drive that point home. There's a lot of cool things for kids going on. For those that bring their kids to this event, Lynn, what will their kids be able to do?
Well, something that's new this year that we've never had before, on Saturday night at 5:30 p.m., right around in there, the Lorain Fire Department is going to come with their fire trucks so kids can see the fire truck and get a chance to talk to firefighters. That's something that's new this year. And then on Sunday afternoon, around 2:30 p.m., it just depends, Life Flight will be landing at the festival. And again, it will be a chance for not only kids, but adults as well, to see the Life Flight helicopter. So that's something we haven't had in the past. On Saturday, we have pony rides available. On Sunday, we have Balloon Bender Dave that makes all kinds of creative balloon designs for children coming out. Both days, there's plenty of children's games, just all kinds of carnival games and chances to win prizes. And there's a huge playground, too, as well, that the kids like to play on. And cornhole for kids and adults.
I see music and dancing as well. I would assume that the dancing will be provided by many, but who's providing the music?
The music on Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. is being played by Struckley and Cole. They're a Lorain County group that plays 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and even some current tunes. They are a crowd favorite each year. They will also be playing on Sunday from 1 to 5. And then from 5 to 8 each year, we have somebody playing their accordion, the Al Batista. He's playing his accordion and singing polkas, and that is always something that people absolutely love to come out and dance for. The dance floor is usually pretty crowded.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about that gigantic cash prize that we alluded to earlier. Tell us all about this and the process behind winning this.
Each year, St. Peter's has a cash raffle. The tickets are $5 each, or you can get 6 for $25. And we do draw all the winners on Sunday evening at 8 p.m. We start drawing winners at the close of the festival. So the absolute grand prize is $10,000. We have a second prize, $3,000. A third prize, $1,000. And then also 10 $100 winners will be drawn at that same time. In addition, throughout the festival, we're going to have 50-50s every hour, and instant bingos are always a huge hit. And, you know, you can win $50 or $100 usually in instant bingos, but they're a crowd favorite at the festival each year.
Lynn, you mentioned that this festival's been going on for a while. How many years have you been associated with it?
Well, as doing their marketing, this is only my second year, so maybe that's where you heard the second year from, but as going and eating the delicious food, I've probably been up there for 20 years or more. I look forward every year to their food. The ladies that are cooking that food do a phenomenal job.
Sounds like the food is your favorite portion of that, but what other elements really stand out to you? What is it that keeps you coming back every single year in addition to some of that delicious homemade food?
It's just a fun time to hang out and listen to some music. It's plenty of parking, so you don't have to walk very far. I know, like, some people don't like to go to festivals because they're worried about walking, or, you know, walking on safe pathways. You have a paved pathway to get there. The parking's nice and close. But I think just hanging out and talking to everyone, everyone's so friendly, and, you know, enjoying a beer or a glass of wine while listening to some great music is always a wonderful time. And something else that's a favorite of mine, and this might not be for everyone, but on Sunday they do have at noon an outdoor mass. So everyone is welcome to attend. Even if you're not Catholic, you're welcome to attend. And it's just very lovely to have the mass outdoors. And Anthony Trifoletti, who comes on often with Lorain Community Music Theater, you know, just to listen to him play and his choir sing is just very, very enjoyable. So that's something else that I look forward to every year, the outdoor mass.
Lynn, and hearing you talk about the festival coming up, it really sounds like this is a hometown event that's really put on. I mean, from the food to the prizes to a little bit of everything, is all Lorain kind of coming into it and helping put this thing on. Is that the idea behind it, is to just get people together and have a celebration?
Absolutely. Just, you know, fun, fellowship, some faith, definitely. We have a pretty big parish, and we work hard throughout the year. There's a committee that everyone has their unique jobs to make it happen, but definitely everyone's coming together. It wouldn't happen if the ladies weren't cooking all week. If you walk into St. Peter's anytime this week, it's going to smell delicious from their cooking all day long. And you know, Mark, who's the chairman of the festival, arranging monthly meetings, and just everyone has their spot that they have to do to make this a success.
Sure, I know the festival takes place over 2 days, but I mean, for you guys, it sounds like this is almost a year-round type thing, planning it and getting it all together, isn't it?
Absolutely, definitely.
Lynn, I know one of the points you wanted to drive home, and you did so certainly, and one of the first answers you gave us was the affordability along with the fun. You know, it's not going to break the bank, so to speak, when you go to this event, and part of that free admission, you mentioned the parking also, is not something that's going to set you back. For our listeners out there wondering right now where they can go to get more information on this weekend's festivities, where can they go to get that?
They can go to, if they're on Facebook, like the St. Peter Parish, there's an event for the festival, and it would have all the details there. If they're not on Facebook, they could go to the website, the St. Peter Parish in Lorain website.
Very good stuff. And again, it takes place this Saturday, August 4th, and Sunday, August 5th. It's the St. Peter Parish Festival in Lorain. Lynn mentions a lot of great food, some dancing, some music, some beer, some wine, all kinds of cool things for the kids to do as well. Lynn, as always, it is a pleasure to have you in studio with us. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you so much for all you guys do to support the community and things like this that are so important. That's wonderful.
Oh, it is our pleasure. Absolutely. And again, Lynn, we thank you for stopping by in studio with us. Boy, that sounds like a lot of fun, and boy, the way Lynn describes some of that homemade food, I can actually, like, smell it up here at the catbird seat here at Avon.
Yeah, I like, I like the idea that the take-home with you as well. You and I were just in Medina. I know a lot of those things. You kind of have to eat on site, but when you're able to get that take-home box, it makes it all the better, if you ask me.
I agree, man, because you can take it home. You could eat it in the comforts of your home, not to mention poor Matt Douglas. He had a ride with me down to the Medina County Fair on Monday. My car smells like gas because I spilled some gas in the back seat. So if I had some of that take-home food, I could eliminate that smell. See, some people get air fresheners. I just take home food from fairs, man, and festivals. That kills any bad smell that I have in my car.
I like that idea.
Maybe I should stop by this weekend, man. That I could take care of some more problems of mine.
There you go.
All right, we need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Momentarily, we'll get back to Matt Douglas in the newsroom. He'll update us on the local news, and then we'll come back for the final half hour of today's show. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
University Hospitals is pleased to announce our newest health center location, now open in North Ridgeville, providing adult and pediatric primary and specialty care to Lorain County, Western Cuyahoga County, and the surrounding communities. And with expert 24-hour emergency care, laboratory and imaging.